We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Senate passes a $95 billion spending package, and Biden's all ready to sign it. It's going to help Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. It's pretty much going to help everybody except, people that live in border communities, people that have to deal with illegal immigration. Yeah, it's not going to help them.
Oh, you mean pretty much everybody now, since every town really has become a border town.
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
That is correct.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Speaking of the big spending bill, you know, it had to go through the House first.
Right.
Which, when it passed, Democrats were flying around Ukrainian flags. Now, apparently, that's not decorum. That's outside what's really considered okay on the House floor. You're really not supposed to do that. There's a time when something like that could take place, but it took place when it was inappropriate, apparently. Well, somebody filmed it, and that went viral. 5.5 million views as of Tuesday. It was filmed by Representative Thomas Massey, the Republican, out of Kentucky. So it's not like the Dems didn't do it. They did do it. They just didn't like the fact that everybody saw what they did.
Right.
So the House Sergeant-at-Arms threatened Massey with a $500 fine for posting that video on X.
Wow.
And this is how Massey responded. He goes, "What? Instead of fining Democrats for waving flags, when they technically weren't supposed to, the House Sergeant-at-Arms just called and said, I'll be fined $500 if I don't delete the video?"
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there's an update on it. Speaker Johnson announced he will not be fining Thomas Massey, so that's not going to happen. But it just goes to show you, hey, let's get the guy who exposed it, you know, not punish the people who actually did the act.
That sounds kind of like a lefty mentality.
Kind of does,
it
doesn't
does,
it?
It does, yeah.
So, it passed the House, hence the waving of flags and all the excitement that Democrats are spending more money that we don't have. Okay. At least Marco Rubio in the Senate, he stood his ground, but it wasn't enough. The bill passed. But Rubio on the Senate floor Tuesday said this aid package, he called it legislative blackmail to get Republicans to drop their demand for border security. The Senate approved the $95 billion foreign aid package. Republicans such as Rubio opposed the package because they believe that any more aid must be coupled with legislation to combat the migrant crisis at the southern border. Rubio was one of 19 senators to oppose the motion to invoke cloture on the foreign aid package. He said, "I have senior citizens, I have veterans, and they call my office and they say, I have nowhere to live. Housing is too expensive, and the most we can do to get them help is put them on a waiting list for Section 8 housing. This is a problem that exists in America right now," Rubio added. "But if I want to help Israel, if I want to help Taiwan, if I want to help Ukraine, if I want to ban TikTok, I have to vote for spending billions of dollars to give charity groups so they can fly people around the country here and put them up in hotel rooms so they can help resettlement in another country." So, yeah, he was pretty upset about that whole thing, and as he should be. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us in less than an hour. We'll get her take on it. I'm sure there's a level of passion as well.
Oh, yeah.
On her part. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and touch base with Donnie. You're on the air.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, I think I'm now going to support MTG with the vacating motion. There really is no reason for the Republicans to have the gavel. Just turn it over to Hakeem Jeffries for the rest of this term, and maybe we can take our chances and get some people to represent us in November. Otherwise, it doesn't matter that we got the gavels and can investigate, because Mitch McConnell's not going to fight for anything in the Senate.
No, absolutely not. No, no. McConnell and Schumer, they might as well be twins separated at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they were hanging all over each other. It was like a love fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
It was sickening.
I was kind of like in that whole, hey, MTG, kind of, you know, can it, you know, cool your jets a little bit there. But I kind of go with Donnie on this one. It's like, man, whose side are you on? I mean, I know that you're over the House, but yet you're supposed to be a Republican.
What do we have? May, June, July, August, September, October, November, January. No, December, January. 9 months.
Yeah.
In 9 months, Democrats left unfettered in the House and the Senate.
Ugh.
In 9 months, they could birth an even larger spending bill. Well, it's a bouncing baby boy of $100 billion.
Wow.
Everybody get your hands out. Here comes the money. Make it rain, Joe Biden. Make it rain.
Except on the southern border.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We've said it before, I'll say it again. Strategically, there's no way Biden can win if he keeps the border open, just on that issue alone, I think. And if you think it's going to be close and you're Joe Biden, strategically, mm-hmm. wouldn't you at least make it look like you're making some attempt to secure the border? And it boggles my mind. I can't wrap my head around the idea that he refuses to take any action, even if it's just, you know, just skin deep for, you know, for FaceTime to pretend like he's doing something. And on the Republican side, okay, we can't figure out Biden's, you know, maybe his end game on this, but the Republicans, I have to ask, why in the world would they say yes to this spending bill? Why wouldn't they say, you're not getting a penny until you secure the southern border? You're not going to get a dime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only leverage that we have from complete insanity, is that we've got a few extra numbers in the House versus a Dems. But they won't even use the advantage that they have. Not use it politically. Use it to do their jobs, to protect American lives. This is supposed to be a sovereign nation. It sure doesn't appear like one. Spending money that we don't have. $34 trillion of debt. Wow. And nobody can wrap their head around that, truly. So, yeah, frustrating to say the least. Governor DeSantis highlighted $100 million of funding going for the Florida Wildlife Corridor as appropriated in Senate Bill 1638, which the governor signed earlier this month. Now, the reason why we could support something like this is because Florida has extra money. Florida, run by Republicans, has been fiscally responsible.
Is this one of those balanced budgets we hear about once in a while?
Yeah.
Huh.
So this will help to protect our water supply. It will protect wildlife. It's a win-win, and so we're going to have the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, on to talk about that at 9:05. Man, we've got everybody who's anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Related to the news today, for sure. Good job, Greg. That's why he's the executive producer. It's not just mm-hmm. the fancy clothes and everything else. He does the job.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.